Lord, we're so thankful for the goodness of our God to us in giving us the Word of God to explain in many ways the mind of God.
主，我们感谢你的良善，特别感谢您赐下你的话语，您的话语给我们解释您的心里是怎么想的。
And we're thankful that he loves mankind and has sought in many ways to reach out to us through various, excuse me, through various administrations or dispensations.
主，我们感谢您，神是爱人类的，他在不同的时代借着各样的方法来到人这里来。
And among other things, it has proven that our God longs to reach us one way or another.
所以这也证明了神总是想用这样或者那样的方式来接近人。
But it has also proven that we fail regardless of what his instructions and regulations are.
那同时也证明了不管神的指示怎么样，他的这个规则是怎么样，我们总是失败的。
And so it all teaches us so much more that we need the grace of God and we thank you for it.
所以教导我们，我们是真的非常需要神的恩典，我们为此感谢你。
So speak to each heart tonight. Continue to bring in those who should be here, we pray.
我们祈求您今天对我们每个人说话，也把应该来到这里参加学习的人也都陆陆续续带进来。
And give grace and power to Eric that he might make the truth of God clear and plain.
也给 Eric 恩典和力量，让他把神的道理讲解得清楚明白。
And we give thanks now for all of these things in Jesus' name.
我们为以上这所有的事情感恩，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Well, thank you, Harold. And again, many thanks to our translator, Yan Ling.
Amen.
And tonight we're going to look at the third dispensation, and it's a progress in God's stewardship or responsibilities that are given to man.
那今天晚上呢，我们学习第三个时代，这又是神在往前推进了，就是他对给人的这个管家的责任呢，又往前推进了。
Now, Yan Ling, if you could put up the chart, please.
Okay.
So there you see on dispensation number three. At the top it says that the commission to govern.
那我们看这个第三个时代啊，这个的名字，英文的名字就是委托管理的意思，委托管制的意思。
This dispensation, it introduces a new phase in God's dealings with man.
那这个时代呢是开始了一个新的阶段，就是人神对待人的一个新的阶段。
In the first two dispensations, there was free will given to man, and he failed.
我们在第一个阶段呢，神给了人自由意志，但是人失败了。
The conditions of his life, the environment that he lived in, was absolutely perfect, and there was no sin within him to tempt him to sin.
那个时候呢，人所居住的外部的环境是完美的，而且他自身呢也是没有罪的，所以他里面是没有东西来试探他的。
And the simple test was to eat or not eat of the tree that God said was his alone.
那个时候神给人的一个简单的考试呢，就是你吃还是不吃神说你他神留给自己的那棵树的果子。
And then we saw how man failed in this test, but God in his grace provided a sacrifice and put man into a new condition.
那我们都知道人最后在这个考试中失败了，但是神呢因着他的恩典，他 牺牲了一个动物，然后遮盖了人的羞耻，然后就进到了一个新的时代。
Man was to be responsible to respond to his own conscience.
那在这第二个时代呢，人就是有责任要回应他自己的良心。
And a new dispensation, then there was new, a new responsibilities, but there was no government, there were no laws. He was completely responsible only to his own knowledge of good and evil.
那当然这个是神给人的一个新的责任，但那个时候呢，是人是完全由良心来带领他们行事为人的，因为那个时候没有政府，没有地上的政府，也没有律法，人是只凭良心办事的。
Now you'll notice in your chart that where it says free will and conscience, that free will and conscience, the terms of those responsibilities, they continue on from one dispensation to another.
我们看啊，第一个时代的这个自由意志 free will， 第二个时代这个 conscience 就是良知，这些东西呢，都是随着时代的推进，它也是继续下去的。
After those terms are announced to man and we see his failure, but those terms continue all the way through to the end of time.
所以虽然呢，在每一个时代人都失败了，但这些条件呢，就是这些规则呢，就是一直延续下去的，直到时代的末，到时间的末了。
So free will continue in all the rest of the six dispensations.
换句话说，比如说这个自由意志，这个条件呢，就是一直会延续到后面的所有的六个时代。
Now we're living in the sixth dispensation, and we still have free will, certainly, because the gospel is spoken and the invitation is given and to everyone to, for their free will to accept or reject.
我们现在虽然生活在第六个时代恩典时代，但是我们依然是有自由意志的，不是吗？所以福音也是给到每一个听见的人，我们也是在自由意志里面选择接受还是不接受，所以这个自由意志是一直延续到底的。
And in the second dispensation where we had conscience, that is still operating.
所以你看第二个时代的这个良知啊，它也是目前也是一直在发挥作用的。
Okay, tonight we're going to look at the third dispensation, the dispensation of government.
我们今天晚上呢看第三个时代啊，就是这个政府的时代，或者说人治的时代。
And this dispensation takes us from the flood to the call of Abraham.
这个时代呢是从洪水一直到呼召亚伯拉罕为止的。
This dispensation is called the dispensation of government or civil government.
这个时代呢称作政府，或者说人类的政府，文明的政府的时代。
It's been given that name because with this particular dispensation, man is given the right of life and death.
那之所以管这个时代叫这个名字呢，是因为这个时代呢，神给了人一个权柄，就是可以决定别人的生死。
In the last dispensation, a man, they took revenge on their own, and the world ended up corrupt and full of violence.
在前一个时代，就是良知时代啊，所以人呢是靠自己去报仇的，是靠自己去去复仇的，所以呢那个时代是充满了这个暴力和凶杀的。
So in this dispensation, man is given the authority to rule others.
但是在这个人治的这个时代呢，是人是赋予了这样的权柄，他可以建立政府去管理别人。
So the concept of ruling and having power to execute contains within it the very concept of human government.
所以能有这个决定别人的刑罚的这样的权利啊，它就意味着这个是要建立这个人的政府。
So the chief person in this dispensation was Noah.
那在这个时代的关键人物呢是挪亚。
And also the instructions and the covenant were made with his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
那同样呢，神给他们的这个责任也好，这个约也好呢，也是既给了挪亚，也给了他的儿子，就是闪、韩、雅弗。
Now, the last dispensation of conscience, it ended in a worldwide flood of judgment.
那上一个时代，良知时代呢，是在一个全球性的大洪水中结束的。
Turn with me to the book of Genesis and the 7th chapter.
啊，我们翻到创世纪的第七章。
Genesis chapter 7, and we'll read verse 23.
读23节。
So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing and bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive.
七章二十三节，凡地上各类的活物，连人带牲畜、昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭了，只留下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里的。
Now, Noah was in the ark about a year, one whole year.
挪亚在方舟里呢，整整待了一年。
During that time, or towards the end of that time, rather, we read that in verse 13 of the 8th chapter.
我们看八章十三节啊。
That it came to pass in the 601st year of the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry, and in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry.
那这个时候呢，已经是他在这个方舟里待的一年的这个后期快结束的时候了，十三、十四两节。到挪亚601岁正月初一日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖，观看，便见地面上干了。到了二月二十七日，地就都干了。
Then God said to Noah, verse 15 and 16.
我们再看十五和十六两节。
He said, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons with you, and bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you.
神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。在你那里，凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫都要带出来。
Now it's interesting that God told him to go out of the ark.
很有意思的是，神让挪亚走出方舟。
When God told Adam or told Noah to go into the ark, he in chapter 7 and verse 1, we read that the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household."
那我们看这个，当时神让挪亚进方舟的时候啊，就是这个七章一节啊，他说你和你的全家都要进入方舟。他这个英文的时候用的这个词呢是来，就是你来到方舟里来。但这里出方舟呢是去，你出去。
Now it's interesting that God, when he told Adam, or told Noah rather, he told Noah to come into the ark.Which means that God didn't say to him, go into the ark. And when he said to him, go out of the ark, he didn't say, come out of the ark. God was with Noah in the ark.
所以我们通过这两个动词啊，就能够看见啊，一个现象。那个在进方舟的时候呢，神说挪亚你进来到方舟里来。然后出方舟的时候呢，神说你出去，到方舟外面去。但他没有说你是进去方舟，出来方舟。他说的是进来方舟，出去方舟。所以那意思，神是跟挪亚一起进，一起在方舟里的。
So.All through the judgment of the earth, God was with Noah.
所以在整个全地遭审判的这段时间呢，神都和挪亚在一起。
Now that's a picture for us of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个对我们来说就是一个我们在主耶稣基督里的这个救恩的预表。
The Lord Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest.
主对我们说，你到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And we read if anyone is in Christ, he's a brand new creation.
我们也读到，凡是在基督里的，就是一个新造的人了。
It's salvation is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
救恩只有在耶稣基督里面才能得到。
So the ark was a picture of the Lord Jesus.
所以方舟就是主耶稣基督的预表。
The Lord Jesus went through the judgment of God for us.
主耶稣基督他为了我们经受了整个神的审判。
And just as God was with Noah through the judgment, so and they were saved, so those that are in Christ, they've been saved from judgment. The judgment has fallen on Christ.
所以就像在这大洪水中神也是跟挪亚一起经受了整个的这个审判的全过程，同时救了这个最后救了挪亚一样，我们是因为主耶稣基督替我们承受了神的这个审判，我们在他里面才得救了。
The waves, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, the winds, they all passed over that ark.But those that were inside were safe.
像在洪水里面，这个雨水啊，这个狂风啊，闪电啊，雷轰啊，都是打在这个方舟上的，但是在方舟里面的人却是安全的。
And so Noah and his family are told to come out, or to go out of the ark, rather.
所以在这里神是吩咐挪亚和他的全家说，你们出去，从方舟里出去。
And now they set foot on a purified earth. The earth that was filled with violence now has been completely cleansed. And they step out onto a new earth. A new earth.、Yeah.
他们从方舟出来的时候，脚就踩在一个被洁净过的新的土地上。这片土地呢，曾经充满了暴力和邪恶，现在呢已经被全然更新过、洁净过了。
As far as Noah's eye could see, he would see a completely different earth.
挪亚这个目力所见之处啊，都是一个完全全新的世界。
And he and his family stepped out onto this new earth.And the first thing they did was Noah built an altar.
所以挪亚和他的全家啊，就走出了这个方舟，进到了这个新的世界里。他们做的第一件事呢，就是建了一个新的祭坛。
Look at that, chapter 8 and verse 20.
我们看八章，创世纪的八章二十节。
Then...Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
As he stepped out into this new world, he thought of God first.
所以挪亚走进这个新的世界的第一时刻啊，他先想到的是神。
And in that sacrifice, he acknowledged God's saving grace.
他用这样的献祭啊, 来, 呃, 承认, 认可, 神拯救他的这个恩典。
It was an offering of thanksgiving.
这是献上的感恩祭啊。
But it was also an offering of worship.
同时也是敬拜的祭。
Only God is worthy of our worship.
只有神才是配得我们的敬拜的。
And so this new dispensation begins with worship.
所以这个新的时代啊, 是从敬拜开始的。
Unfortunately, this dispensation will end with the worship of idols.
但是很不幸的是, 这个时代结束, 却是以敬拜偶像结束的。
Now, but in God's response, verses 21 and verses 22.
我们看神对挪亚的这种, 献祭, 他是怎么回应的。
And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
耶和华闻那馨香之气就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。地还存留的时候，夏桑寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
Man has made a good start. But he's only just got a start.
在这个时代呢, 人呢, 开始的时候是很, 是有一个很好的开始的, 但也就是开始的时候还挺好的, 后面就不行了。
But in response, God in his mercy, he makes a covenant with man, even though man's heart has not changed.
所以尽管人的心没有改变, 但是神因着他的怜悯, 他 也回应了, 作为挪亚的献祭的回应, 他跟人立了约。
But God in his mercy says that he will not curse the ground again.
所以神在他的怜悯中啊, 他说他不再因人的缘故咒诅地。
Now, Lamech, that is the father of Noah, he had prophesied that Noah would bring rest to the earth.
拉麦就是挪亚的父亲啊, 他预言说这个挪亚会给, 全地带来平安,
Yeah, in chapter 5 and verse 29,
5章的29节,
we read that Lamech, he called his name Noah, saying, This one will comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord has cursed.
我们看29节啊，给他谁给他，就是拉麦，拉麦给他起名叫挪亚，说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这劳苦操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅地。And
so he named his newborn son Noah, or in the Hebrew means rest.
所以拉麦给他这个新出生的儿子呢，起名叫挪亚，在希伯来语里面就是安息的意思。
So, God removes that curse of the ground to make it easier for man.
神呢把对地的咒诅除去了，让这个地呢可以更容易的为人效劳。
So God is going to lighten the load of man, and he's also going to give man government.
所以神呢是指是使呢人的身上的重担。 轻了一些，同时呢，他也要人可以这个建立政府的。So
chapter 9 begins the history of the new earth with blessings.
所以第九章呢，是神用祝福啊来开始人类历史的新篇章了。But
there are new responsibilities or a stewardship.
那同时呢，神也给了人的新的责任，或者说新的管家的职分。Now
concerning the responsibility in this dispensation. Man needed to be obedient to the covenant that God makes here in chapter 9, which we'll look at in a moment.
那这个时代人的责任是什么呢?就是要遵守在第九章里面我们等一会马上要讲到的神跟人立约的内容。
So in chapter 9, verse 1, we read, So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
第九章一节, 神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子, 对他们说, 你们要生养众多, 遍满了地。
Now that's the first responsibility that they had.
这是他们从神那里得到的第一个责任。
And the earth was completely at their disposal.
全地都是归人来操纵的,来处置的。
The second responsibility was for animals.
那第二个人的责任呢,就是跟动物有关了。Verse
2.
第二节,
and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and all that move on the earth, and all the fish in the sea.
凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐惧怕你们,连地上一切的昆虫并海里一切的鱼都交付你们的手。
Now there's a distance between man and beast.
现在人和动物之间呢,是有一定的距离了。
But man is to look after and regulate the creation of animals.
人呢,是要管控,或者管制神所造的这些百兽了。
The third item here is that our terms of the covenant. Is that what man was allowed to eat?
那这个约里的第三个条款是什么呢? 就是关于人能吃什么,人的食物。
In verse 3, we read, Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I've given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall not, I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, yeah, just read verse 3, yes, please.
第三节, 凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物, 这一切我都赐给你们如同菜蔬一样。
Up until now, man was allowed to only eat vegetables.
在此之前啊,人是只允许吃这个蔬菜的。
From this point on, however, man was allowed to go beyond the limit of vegetables and was allowed to eat any kind of meat he chose.
那从这个约定例开始以后呢,人的食物就从蔬菜这里拓展开去,可以吃一切的这个肉了。
So there were no dietary limitations whatever were placed upon man under the covenant.
所以在这个约的规定下,就是对于人的食物呢,是没有任何限制了。With
one exception.
除了一个例外。
In verse 4 we read, But you shall not eat the flesh with its life, that is, its blood.
第四节,唯独肉带着血,那就是它的生命,你们不可吃,对。
Now, the reason why God limited the eating of blood was that it's respect for God who gives that life.
那神不允许人吃血的原因呢,就是你要通过不吃血呢,向这个赐生命的神表示敬意,表示尊敬。
Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 17.
我们翻到利未记的17章。
And Moses wrote it in to the laws of Israel, this same law.
那摩西呢,给以色列人也规定了这同样的律法。
Leviticus 17 and verse 11 gives the reason why.
11节告诉了我们定这个律法的原因。
It says here, For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
因为活物的生命是在血中,我把这血赐给你们,可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪,因血里有生命,所以能赎罪。
So not only should we respect all life that comes from God, and that is the blood which carries the life stream of the creature.
所以我们不仅要是通过这个不吃血来表示对造那个各样生命的神的尊敬，因为血呢是流淌在每一个生命里面的这个的生命的流啊，生命之流。
And as a result, that the life is in the blood when the animal is sacrificed in the place of the sinner, that life that was given for the man who offers the sacrifice.
也正因为这一点，就是生命在血里，所以那个为人的替人的罪所献上生命的那个动物的血呀，就是替人而死的，就代表他替人的罪而死。We
read that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
我们在圣经里读到说，若不流血，罪就不能得到赦免。
The reason is because sin causes death.
那原因呢，就是因为罪会导致死。
Or death is a result of sin.
或者说死亡呢，是罪的结果，罪的工价就是死。
So God requires a life for a life.
所以神呢，是要求他的公义，要求以命偿命的。
And rather than the sinner's life, God will act to accept a sacrifice, a substitute life for the sinner's life.
因为神呢，不是要这个罪人的命，他是要求一个另外一个生命来代替这个罪人的生命。Of
course, in those old days, the blood of animals could only cover over sin by faith. It could never remove it completely.
所以在这个旧约的时代呢，这动物的血啊，只能遮盖，暂时的遮盖这个献祭人的罪，而永远不可以除去。But
it pointed ahead to the seed of the woman who would become the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the entire world.
但这样的做法呢，是指向将来那女人的后裔，就神的羔羊，他的生命献上，那个是一次献上，永远除去世人的罪了。He
would shed his precious blood and give his life as a ransom for yours and my sin.
他要献出他的生命，流他的血，替你和我作为那个赎价献上。Now,
furthermore, the fourth term we might say with the Noah the government given to Noah was to establish human government order in the society.
我们再回到神跟挪亚立的这个约啊，第四个条款呢是关于人在地上所立的政府的，所设立的政府的。
Man was responsible to obey human government from this point on.
那从这个神跟挪亚立约开始呢，人就有一个责任，叫顺服这个地上政府的管制。
And human government would have the authority to enforce rules and laws up to the point of execution.
所以地上的这个人建立的政府，他们有权利推行规则，推行这个法律，甚至到一个程度呢，他们可以决定执行死刑。Verses
5 and 6.
第五和第六节。
Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life. Of man. Whoever sheds man's blood by man, his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man.
我们看创世纪的九章五节和六节，流你们血害你们命的，无论是受是人，我必讨他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。
Now, this covenant that God made, verse 7 we should say he reiterates the important point of number 1.
然后在第七节呢, 神就是重申了这个第一个条款的重要性，就是这个生养众多的重要性。
Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons. Verse 7. As for you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly earth in the earth and multiply in it.
第七节，你们要生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
So the importance of this verse 7, that to be fruitful and multiply, is it's announced twice in the covenant.
所以在这个立约的这个条款里面，这一条被重复了两次。
And then he says in verse 9, As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, birds and beasts, cattle of the earth with you, all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.
我们看第八节到第十一节，神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说：“我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁灭地了。”
And then he tells there in verses 12 to 17, which we won't read, the sign of that covenant was the rainbow in the sky.
然后从第十二节到十七节，我们就在这里不读了。这里讲的就是神跟挪亚立约的这个记号，就是天空中的彩虹。
All who live on earth can look at the rainbow and remember that God's promise that there would be no more worldwide flood on the earth.
地上所有的人及所有的活物，他们都可以抬头看着天上的彩虹，看见了，他们就记起神曾经应许他再也不会用洪水来灭地了。
So the specific test now of man was they were to rule properly and to spread out over the earth.
所以在这里神给人在这个时代的一个具体的责任是什么呢？就是他们要很好的统治这个。 全地，同时呢，要生养众多，分布到全地各处去。That
means that they were not to be only under one government and one place. God demanded that they disperse all over the earth.
这就意味着他们不能只在一个统一的政府的管制之下，因为神是希望他们要求他们分散到各地去的，遍满全地的。
So that's the test. Well, next we have again that ugly word, failure.
那这个呢，讲的是这个时代的测试啊。我们都知道，这测试后面呢，我们就要学这个我们挺不愿意说的这个词了，就是失败。There
in verse 18, we find failure.
那第十八节开始呢，我们就可以看见人的失败了。And
it was the failure of the head. Of the human race, Noah.
这个失败呢，就是来自这个出方舟以后人类的这个祖先呢，就是唯一的这个祖先挪亚。Now
all living humans can trace their ancestries all the way back to Adam, but all of us also trace our ancestry to Adam through Noah.
我们现在生活在地上的所有的人呢，我们往上追溯我们的。 祖先呢，都可以追溯到亚当，同时呢，我们也都是通过挪亚到亚当那里去的。So
we might say that Noah was the head of this new earth.
所以我们可以说呢，挪亚是这个洪水以后的这个新地啊，这个新世界的这个头。But
then we find this disappointing story in chapter 9, verses 18 or verse 20.
然后我们就在这个创世纪的九章的二十节开始呢，看到这个令人失望的故事了。And
Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. And then he drank of the wine and was drunk, and became uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away. They did not see their father's nakedness.
20节到23节，挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园。他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身，就到外面告诉他两个弟兄。于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去，给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲的赤身。
Now, poor Noah, he was given responsibility to govern man and all the animals, but he couldn't govern himself.
最可怜的挪亚，神给了他责任啊，让他管制这个所有的人，也管制地上所有的这个动物，但是他却管理不了他自己。
So right at the beginning, we see personal failure.
所以我们在一开始看到的这个失败呢，就是一个个人的失败。
And that personal failure has affected Noah's, he could have been a great power for good during those times, but Noah, after this happens, he isn't named as an influence in the world the way he could have been.
那本来呢，挪亚是在这个全地呢，可以发挥一个很极大的这个良善的力量的。但是经过，因为他这个是失败以后呢，他就不能再起到他本来应该起到的那个正义的这个，就是这个正向的这个力量。
And so we have that sorry, the story, the sad story of Noah and his failure.
这就是关于挪亚的这个他的失败的这个令人忧伤的故事。
But then society as a whole also failed.
那不仅他个人失败呢，同时这个社会作为一个整体也失败了。
Now we'll take chapter 10 is what is called the Table of Nations or the Origin of All the Families of the Earth.
那我们看下面的第十章，我们可以管它叫这个地上的这个列邦的一个列表啊，就是各国的列表，就是这各民各族是他们的起源。
And so they tell us the facts, but chapter 11 gives us the reasons.
那第十章呢，就只是述说了记述了这个事实。那第十一节呢，告诉了我们这个。
Now let's turn to chapter 11 and verse 1.
我们现在翻到11章的一节。
Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly.They had brick for stone, they had asphalt for mortar, and they said, Come, let us build ourselves a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make us a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
我们读一节到第四节。那时天下人的口音言语都是一样，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
Therein, we find that the whole language and purposes of the people were all one.
这里面我们看到天下人的这个口音言语啊，还有他们的心思念都是一样的。
Let us just back up a little bit to where Noah and his three sons, their wives, when they came out of the ark.
我们现在在回溯到这个
No doubt at first they would stay very close to where the ark was, because there was, they couldn't spread out very much. They probably stayed together to help one another.
所以那个时候呢，他们可能住的地方呢，是离这个方舟很近的，因为那时候他们人还不够多，他们也不足以分散开来，而且他们需要彼此的帮助，所以他们应该是生活在一起，而且离方舟很近的地方。And
then as they began to have children and begin to multiply and their families grew larger, they would begin to move out from that center where they were.
那随着他们这个生儿育女啊，他们的家庭扩大，人口越来越多呢，他们应该就从这个以那个方舟刚出方舟那个地点为中心向外扩散了。And
it says, as they moved out or as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar.
然后我们就看到这个十一章二节啊，就是他们在迁移的过程当中，就往东边迁移的时候，就在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。
But rather than keep on going, they must have found that a very attractive place, a very fertile place. And it says they dwelt there, they stayed there, they didn't continue to move out.
他们呢，没有继续再往前迁徙了，他们觉得那个地方可能是特别的肥沃，特别优美，特别吸引人的地方，所以他们就在那里停下来，不再迁移，就住在那里。
So they began to build a city.
然后他们在那里开始建一座城。
And then they did something strange.
然后他们做了一件非常奇怪的事情。
They built a tower.
他们建了一座塔。
A tower, it says, with whose top is in the heavens.
他这里说塔顶通天。
Now that wasn't a tower to escape another flood.
这个塔不是为了要逃避另外一次洪水而建的。They
weren't that foolish.
他们没有那么愚蠢。They
couldn't all get up onto the tower anyway.
就算是为了逃脱这个洪水，他也不可能所有的人都上那个塔。What
was the tower for?
那这个塔建了它是干什么用的呢？
It was a tower, we understand, for the observation of the stars.
他们这个建的塔是应该是为了观星星用的，观天象用。And
a literal translation of that verse 4 is to build ourselves a city, a tower whose top is gives a representation of the heavens.
Representation of heaven.
Yeah, it's called in English a planisphere. Or all these stars and constellations are recorded there.
Oh, okay. 这个第四节啊，它如果是按这个原文直译的话，哈，就是完全直译的意思呢。它这个塔的目的呢，是记录这个天上众星的一个地方，就是天上的星星的代表，就是塔顶是代表天上的星众星的这么一个地方。
And so the study of stars, it went to the study of astrology.
所以他们就通过观察星星啊，就对星星的这个研究啊、观测啊，就慢慢就发展成了天文学。
Because we find that they have rejected God's command to fill the earth. And they're collecting together, they're coming together to form a society on their own, apart from God.
他们拒绝了神让他们分散全地的这样的一个命令啊，他们建立了一个按自己的方式聚集的一个社会。The
study of astrology means a rejection of God's control as the only and ultimate creator.
所以天文学的研究代表他们 已经脱离开了神的这个管控，就也就是说他们脱离了这个万物的起源神。
They thought that they could control their own destiny independent of God.
他们觉得他们可以独立于神，掌控自己的命运。
So, God, astrology is the denial of the worship of the one God.
所以就是观天象的这些人呢，他们是不再把神作为独立的神来敬拜。
All you need to do is travel around to various archaeological sites around the world, and you will find that in every civilization that departed from God, that came out from Babylon, that they were all astrologers.
嗯，大家可以去看这个全地的各种这种古迹啊，凡是从巴比伦那里出来的这个不属神的拜偶像的这些的文明啊，他们都有一个特点，就是他们都是观测天象的人。
And the temples that are built in Peru or Egypt or Assyria, all around the world, there is astrological symbols in those temples.
嗯，不管在秘鲁还是在埃及还是在这个叙利亚的这些神庙里面啊，我们都能够看见这个天上的这个星座，这个星象的这个印记，这个图案。
And also interesting is that the constellations are all the same all over the world, even though you can't make them out in the heavens. They have all come from a common source, which was Babylon.
嗯，而且很有趣的是，就是全世界的这个研究星座的这个星座学啊，他们都是统一的。就是你不能自己编出一套来，他们都有一个共同的源头，就是巴比伦。
Now the book of Romans gives us some insight into how the human race so soon departed from the living God.
嗯，我们再看罗马书啊，这里面会给我们一些更深的这个启示啊，揭示了人为什么这么快就离开了神。
Go to Romans chapter 1.
嗯，罗马书的一章。
Romans chapter 1 and verse 21.
二十一节。
Paul is writing about the wrath of God against all unrighteousness.
保罗在这里面写的是神对那所有不虔不敬的人的愤怒啊。
And then in verses 19 and 20,He says that the truth of God, of the creation of God is evident to everyone.
那十九和二十节这里讲的就是神的这个真理啊，是对每个来说都是有足够证据的，是非常明显的。
But in verse 21, I'd like you to notice, he says, because although they knew God,They did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
我们看二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Now, when in all of history did mankind all know God?
嗯，那在历史上哪一个阶段是所有的人都是知道神的呢？
They not only knew him from the things that he made, but also from history, because very shortly before Babylon, there was a universal flood of which there were many living people that could testify to that.At that same time,
他们知道神呢，不仅仅是通过神的创造的万物，而且是通过人类的历史本身。因为就在这个巴别塔或者巴比伦的前面，建造的前面的不久啊，人类刚刚经过一次洪水，所有的人都知道神在这地上做了些什么事。
This portion describes the fall of all the nations.
所以这刚才读的这一段，这一节啊，二十一节，讲的就是这个各族各民的堕落。
Let's read it again.
我们再来读一遍。
Because although they knew God, number one, they did not glorify him as God.
我们看二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，但是第一点，不当作神荣耀他。
Man was to glorify God as his creator.
人本来是应该这个把神作为创造主来荣耀他的。
But instead, in pride, they began to build themselves a city, to make themselves a name.
但是呢，他们因为自己的骄傲，他们不单不荣耀神，相反，他给自己建了一座城，要宣扬自己的名。
And then secondly, it says, nor were they thankful.
第二点呢，他们也不感谢神。
God had given blessing, he had blessed the earth, he had removed the curse, he had given the government to people.
那这个时代神已经祝福了他们，也挪去了对地的咒诅，而且也让人在地上建立政府来管理全地。
But were they thankful for these blessings?
他们对神的这些祝福表示了感谢吗？
It says, nor were they thankful.
这里面说不，他们也不感谢他。
And as a result, they became futile in their thoughts.
那结果所带来的结果是什么？ 就是他们的思念变为虚妄。
Their reasoning became skewed. It became crooked.
所以他们的这个思辨能力就出现了扭曲。
And then their foolish hearts were darkened.
然后他们无知的心就昏暗了。
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
22节，他们自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, bird and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
Therefore, says God, also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of the God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
24、25节，所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲，行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。So,
not only the study of astrology, but also the practice of idolatry is universal.
他们不仅建立了这个星象学啊，同时呢，他们也在全地开始拜偶像了。Turn
with me back to Genesis chapter 11.
我们再回到创世纪的11章。In
their pride, they wanted to make a name for themselves, lest they be scattered over the earth in defiance of God.
所以他们因着自己的骄傲，他们要为传扬他们自己的名，免得他们分散在全地。所以，in
verse 5 we read, but the Lord came down.
我们看第五节，耶和华降临。To
see the sons of men.
他是来看这个世人了。God
again has to step in.
所以神必须现在要开始介入了。So
beyond astrology and idol worship is demonism.
所以在这个星象学和这个拜偶像的背后呢，是邪灵。
And the purpose of that tower was to serve as a center to keep humanity together so that they wouldn't spread out and begin to lose contact from among themselves.
嗯, 所以这个巴比塔的功用呢, 是要以这个为中心, 把人都聚在一起, 免得他们, 分散了以后呢, 就彼此失去联系了。
Now I must mention that there was a leader among that in that rebellion.
嗯, 而且我必须要提到的一点, 就是在这个悖逆的这个反叛, 神的这个行动当中呢, 是有一个领袖的。
The man's name was Nimrod.
这个人的名字就叫宁禄。
Nimrod means rebel.
这个宁禄这个名字就是背叛的意思。
Look at chapter 10, we have a little history of this man.
我们看第十节, 这里面讲了一点关于这个人的历史。
And verse 8.
第八节。
Cush begat Nimrod, the rebel.
嗯?
And he began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord.
是十章的八节啊，十章的八节。古时又生宁禄，他为世上英雄之首，他在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户，所以俗语说，像宁禄在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户。
Now Nimrod, it says he was a mighty hunter. But hunting, and he probably was a good hunter, first of all, of animals.
这里面说他是一个英勇的猎户，他可能一开始呢是捕猎动物是一把好手。But
hunting animals does not build empires.
但是打猎啊，并不能建立一个帝国呀。And
it also says there that strange line, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord, or in the face of the Lord.
但这里面有一个奇怪的说法，他说他在耶和华面前是个英勇的猎户。He
went from hunting animals to hunting men, to have mastery over men.
所以呢，他从这个猎捕动物，发展成了追捕人。It
says a hunter before the Lord, or in literally before the face of the Lord, in the face of God looking down on him, he defied God and he wanted to get mastery over men.
所以这里在耶和华面前的意思就是当着神的面，就是当神看往下看，从天上往下看他的时候呢，他就是这样直接的这个顶撞神，他要控制人，他要像神那样去把人抓在手里，像捕猎主人。And in verse 10,
we find that it was he that was the driving force behind Babel. Verse 10.
第十节，这可以看到他的这个势力范围啊，就是从巴别开始的。他国的起头是巴别、以利等等等等。
The beginning of his kingdom was Babel.
所以他的这个王国啊，他的这个起点就是巴别。But
he also built other cities. He was building an empire.
而且他也造了别的城市，所以他整个他是一个帝国。Erech.
Akkad, Kalna, in the land of Shinar. From that land, he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Ir, Kala, and Rezin between Nineveh and Kala. That is the principal city.
他的国的起头是巴别、以利、亚甲、贾尼都在示拿地。他从那地出来，往亚述去，建造尼尼微、利和伯、加拉和尼尼微加拉中间的利先，这就是那大城。So
there was the start of the rebellion against God's command to go out and to populate the earth.
所以从巴别塔那里开始呢，他们就背逆了神的这个命令，没有生养众多，遍满全地。
And so as a result of that, God came down and he confused their languages.
所以带来的结果呢，就是神，耶和华从天上降临，把他们的语言给变乱了。Verse
5, we read, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth.
我们读11章的5到第9节。耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和华说，看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不造那城了。因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别。
That doesn't mean to say that everyone now had a different language.
当然这不是说每一个人都说不同的语言。
What probably happened was that different families, they found that they couldn't communicate with their neighboring families.
那很可能的情况呢，就是一家一家的，就是这一家人呢，发现他跟他隔壁的一家人呢，他没有办法沟通了，说的不是同一种语言了。
So they would begin to separate themselves from others that they couldn't understand.
那因为他们彼此不能理解呢，所以他们就分散开居住了。
And so all those nations that we've read at the table of nations in chapter 10, they all began to spread out over all the world.
所以就因为从这个巴别塔辩论语言开始呢，这个所有的这个第十章列出来的这些国家啊，就产生了，他们就遍满了全世界。
But each they took with them the idolatry and the astrology, and they took them to the farthest ends of the earth.
但是他们迁徙的同时，他们分散的同时呢，他们把这个星象学和这个偶像也带走了，一起带走了，直到不管他们走到多远，世界的多远，他们都把这两样东西带着了。
And nearly the whole earth fell into idolatry.
所以几乎啊，全地都陷到了拜偶像当中。
Even the line of Shem.
甚至这个闪的后代，他们也拜了偶像。
Turn with me to an interesting verse in the book of Joshua.
我们看一下这个约书亚记的一句有意思的这个经文。
Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记24章。
This is Joshua's farewell address to the nation.
这是约书亚在跟这个整个以色列民族说这个最后的遗言。
And verse 2 of that 24th chapter.
24章的第二节。
And Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river, that is, the other side of the Euphrates River, in old times, and they served other gods.
我们看第二节，约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：古时你们的列祖就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。大河就是幼发拉底河。”
So the whole world had fallen into idolatry, with the exception of a very thin red line.
With exception?
With the exception of a thin red line.Of testimony, the seed of the woman.
所以全地其实当时都陷到了这个拜偶像当中，除了一条非常非常细的这个红色的血脉，就是这个女人的后裔将来要出的这个近前的这个血脉。
So the God's judgment was to confuse the tongues of mankind.
所以神在这个时代的这个审判是什么呢？就是辩论人的言语。
And that is the cause of much confusion and much a misunderstanding, and it's often caused a lot of conflict between mankind down through the years.
所以这个带来的结果呢，就是在历，在整个人类的历史当中，造成这个各民各族之间的很多的误解，很多的混乱，甚至冲突、战争。
But God, on the day of Pentecost, reversed that confusion.
但是在五旬节的这一天呢，神把这个混乱给改变过来。And
God is uniting into one all nations of the world in Christ in this dispensation.
所以在我们现在所处的这个时代啊，神把这个列国列邦的人呢，都在基督里面联合为一了。
And so Pentecost was just a little picture of what God is doing now in this age.
五旬节啊，只是神在这个时代所做的这件伟大的工作的一个小小的缩影。
But God also preserved a little remnant. And there in the 11th chapter of Genesis, we can trace that line.
同时呢，神在这个时代呢，他也保留了属他的这个渔民呢。我们可以在创世纪的十一章这里面看到这样的一个血脉。Shem,
in Shem, God preserved the line of the seed of the woman.
所以在闪的这个后代当中呢，神是保守了这个女人后裔的这一支血脉的。And
it traces those names. From Noah and Shem, all the way down to Abraham.
那可这一支血脉呢，就是从挪亚闪一直追溯到一直往下到这个亚伯拉罕。And
it's with Abraham that God makes a covenant and makes a new beginning.
然后正是跟亚伯拉罕啊，神跟他立了约，又给人类了一个新的开始。He
no longer deals with the nations.
他再也不去对待一个民族了。He
takes one man and he makes a nation from that, and that becomes God's people.
那他是换了一个方式，他选了一个人，从这个人发展成了一个民族，他们就是属神的民族。Now
it would be through that nation, through Abraham, that all the nations themselves will be blessed.
而且通过亚伯拉罕，也通过亚伯兰后裔，亚伯兰后裔形成的这个民族，地上的万民万族都得着了祝福。But
he's given, he invites individuals to believe, but he has given the nations over to their idolatry and their evil practices.
所以呢，他是这个呼召一个一个的人相信他的。 同时呢，他也任凭就是地上的各族、各个民族啊，去陷到他们的拜偶像里面。And
the rest of the story goes on now, and with just the story told about Abraham and his children, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 tribes. The 12 sons of Jacob, and Israel then becomes the center.
那接下去的圣经里面的故事呢，讲的就是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子、孙子，以及这个雅各的这个十二个儿子，就形成了以色列的十二个支派，就是接下去都是以以色列这个民族亚伯拉罕的后代为中心展开的历史了。So
Israel becomes the center of all God's dealings with mankind on the earth.
从此神对人跟人之间的关系呢，就是以这个以色列这个民族为中心展开的了。But
through this, even through judgment, God has maintained the seed line, the promised seed of the woman.
所以即使在这个时代的这个审判当中啊，神呢依然呢是保守了这个。 进前的这个血脉，就是将来会产生女人的后裔的这个应许的女人的后裔的这个血脉。Even though
Satan tried to destroy the seed, the line of the seed, he was unable to do so.
虽然撒旦是非常的想要毁掉这个血脉的，但是他做不到，他不能实现。
So our time is gone. Next week we'll look at a new beginning where God calls one man out of the idolatrous world of Ur of the Chaldees.
我们今天时间就到了，下一次呢我们要开始一个新的时代，那就是从神呼召一个人离开这个拜偶像的这个乌尔这个地方，离开这个乌尔这个地方开始的。
It's called the dispensation of promise.
那下一个时代呢叫做应许时代。
And what promises they are, wonderful promises.
这是怎样的一个应许啊，是非常非常非常美好的一个应许。
Now I'll turn it to you, Mr. Summers, if you have a final word and maybe close in prayer, please.
现在把时间交还给 Harold 的长老，看他有没有总结或者带我们祷告。
Well, we're thankful that the Lord restored Eric to us and maintained a flow of communication for us.
我们感谢神呢，又让Eric连线进来，然后接下去又给我们继续完成了今天的讲课。
And we're very thankful that the Lord didn't give up on mankind because of all their failures.
我们真是很感恩呢，纵然人类不断的失败，但是神没有放弃我们人类。
By the grace of God, Noah was spared, and we were all spared as a consequence.
所以我们真的很感谢神，他留下了挪亚的命，所以因此我们这些人都被得救了，都免于一死了。
And so as we go through this study of the dispensations, we learn many things. And one of them is we learn that our God is a God of great grace. He keeps on extending his love and his care for his people. And we're the recipients of that. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们通过这个时代论的学习啊，能够学到很多。其中的重要的一点呢，就是知道我们的神呢是有伟大的恩典的，他总是看顾属他的人，给他们极大的祝福和这个看顾。我们这些人呢，都是神的恩典的领受者。
So we're looking forward to next week. We would remind you that the Chinese time is going to remain the same.But the English time will be 1 hour earlier. That is the time in Vancouver. 1 hour earlier. This program will start at 6:30.
我们期待下一周见面，但是我们要再提醒大家一次啊，就是从下周开始呢，就是从加拿大加入进来的这个弟兄姐妹们要早一个小时，就是6:30开始，因为我们已经调时间了，但是中国的时间不变，还是星期六的上午的10:30。
Similarly, the gospel meeting on Saturday evening, Sunday morning, same time in China, but Vancouver, the meeting will start at 6:00 standard time, not 7:00 daylight time.
那同样呢，就是星期六的这个福音课的安排也是一样，就是国内的时间保持不变，还是星期天的上午的上午的10:00，但是温哥华的时间呢是星期六的下午的6:00。
Very good. Well, we will pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thankfulness when we realize that our God still loves us.
主啊，我们的心里充满了感恩，因为我们意识到我们的神依然爱我们。
In many respects, Lord, we were like our forebears that we've been considering, and we rejected God, but the grace of God was there, and you called us to yourself, and we're thankful that we could come.
我们在很多方面跟我们的先祖一样，我们都是拒绝您的，但是您却呼唤了我们把我们带到你的身边来。
And so we just rejoice in all your goodness to us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and dying for our sins.
主，我们就享受今天晚上享受你的一切的恩赐，感谢主耶稣基督来到地上为我们的罪而死。
Thank you for loving us that much, and we thank you that all we have to do to be right with God is to believe him, to agree that what he says and did was right. What we say and do is wrong, but Lord, we want to go your way.
主啊，我们感谢你爱我们到如此的程度，所以我们要说的就是我们能做的事情就是相信你并按照同意你说的一切话，并按照你说的话去做对的事情。
And so we continue to give thanks for your kindness.
我们继续的感谢您的良善。
And we offer our thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.